Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Chayes. Soro, Mavarchim, Choyrish, Kislev, Wah, Gavalt, Tavshim, Pegimel, Anjim, Biskos, Fursham, Mavar Chaya, Esra, Tila, Bas, Ari, Tziporo, Besor, Shukar, So, Also, Leon, Nishmas, Daniel, Sabas, Aliyaz, Yisro, Halevi. First idea comes to us from the Sasemis, Tov, Reish, Nun, Vov. Ayu, Shnei, Chayes, Soro, Mea, Shnav, Shnei, Shnei, Chayes, Soro. Rashi says on the Pasuk, Shnei, Chayes, Soro. These are the years of Chasara. Kulan Shabim Latoyva. Rashi says from Chazal, they were all equal in their goodness. And we said this in the past, but we'll say it again. How could it be so? Sarah, for many years, she was barren. For many years, she was taken by Avimelech. She was taken by Paro. She was barren. She had to look at Yishmael. She had to deal with Hagar. She had a lot of hard times in her life. And yet, Kulan Shabim Latoyva, they're all equal in goodness. Says the Sasemis. Kulan Shabim Latoyva means, who midas hashtavus. It's the mida of equilibrium. That everything in your life comes from the Rabbeinu Shem, and you realize that it's good. Like the Chobos HaLevavos writes in Avodas Elokim, and in all about Emuna. Who maile gadoil lius odem oimen b'timimosu b'chol ma she'oiver lov. Sasemes talks about the Rebbe B'zusha, I think with you said it last year. Kula and Shavim L'tova means that everything that happened, she said, was gamzu l'tova. That this is... Even there might be darkness, and there might be, right, we're going to Chodesh El, Chodesh Kislev. There might be so much Choshech around, Choshech Zuyavan. I know that there's an or here. I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I might not see it, I might not feel it, but I know that it's there. Kulan Shavim Tova, even in Avimelech and Paro, and being barren, she was able to have such a connection, such a temimus, such a midas hashtavus. The Baal Shem Tov was very famous for making this, as Rav Shachter talked about this. They asked Rav Shachter in the middle of Corona, how he was able to stay so calm and so even keel. He said, "What are you talking about? It's a midah the Baal Shem Tov. You don't get too high, you don't get too low. You have this equal. Everything happens for a reason, and you have this equilibrium. Make sure that you have to continue it. It's very. It shows a tremendous level of emunah. I saw it myself, and I think we said this before. We'll say it again. The Maggid that was, we know, was the prime student of the Baal Shem Tov. The Maggid had two talmidim." And who were the Maggid had a lot of time in it, but two of them was the Rebbe of Shmelko and the Baal of Flo. Rebbe Shmelko of Nicholsburg and the Baal of Flo. Rav Hichas Halevi Horitz. And then when he came to the Maggid, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad, just like he gives you the good. How is that possible? How are you supposed to thank Hashem? The Gemara says, you have to do B'simcha. Can't you talk about B'simcha al Rav, Baruch Dayan Emes? And someone passes away, Rechman Hatzlan, how are you supposed to say B'simcha, Baruch Dayan Emes? So he says, I don't know. But you know what? The Maggid said, I'm going to send you to Reb Zusha. Send it to another one of my Talmidim. The Maggid sends them to Reb Zusha. They come into the home, and the Reb Zusha has barely any food, there's barely any furniture. And they ask him, how are you supposed to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about, because my entire life I've only had good. Clearly, it wasn't only good there. Reb Zusha was very, very poor. And then they asked him, the brothers asked him, and the Rebbe Shmuel and the Baal Flo asked him, no, how do you live? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. Because everything in my life was always good, it was always light. That's exactly what Saramina was teaching us. It's a whole point. Mice of the Laban. There's no good, there's no bad. Everything is cool and shalom in the Toiva. It's our job to be able to make, to have the Muna, the Tamimus, that Hishtavus, the Chavos Lavos, and Baal Shem Tov Tota, that equilibrium, that full faith, in knowing that everything comes from Rabbeinu Shalom. It might look like there's Choshech there, but we have to look a little deeper and realize that there's Or there. Incredible idea from the Sfasemis. And from the Maggid with the Rebbe, with the Tamin of the Rebbe Shmelka and the Baal Flo and the Rebbe Bezusha. Number two. So we know Avram Avinu needs to find a burial place for Sarah. And he has this whole interaction with Ephraim. Says the Vilna Gaon. If you look in the Parsha, it says seven times this inyan of Kvur B'meis. The first one, Kvur Mesecha. Nikvar Mesechel, Nikvar Esmesi, Kvar Mesechel, Akbar Esmesi, Esmesechel Kavar. Says the Grub, what's going on over here? Why do I have to say it seven times? So he says an incredible insight. You know from the Chazal told us that Adam and Chava were already buried there. So that's one set, but there had to be six more people, three times two, right? We know Avram and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka and Yaakov and Leah. So the Torah specifies the inyan of Kvura and Misa seven specific times here to show you that La'asid, that are going to have all these Avos HaKadosh and Mimen, and the Mazda Meshish HaPom, and Shenichta Loshen Kvur B'Parsha, Kneged Shishas HaSadikim, HaTzad Konis HaSin LiKovershah. And he goes on to tell us that at the end of the day, that Esav's head, we know, was there also, and that's why one of the places in the Psukim, since the first six times it says it, B'Tchila Kvura and then Misa, and the seventh time it says Misa and then Kvura. Because he said, we know the Gemara tells us that at Tzaddik, even when they're alive, they're even a tzaddik, even when they're dead, they're alive. And even a rasha, even when they're alive, they're like they're dead. So even Esav, when he was alive, he's really dead. But that's not the vote I want. The thing I want to talk about is how every os in the Torah is so special. Every letter, there's no extra letter in the Torah that says the Vilna Gaon. If it says it seven times, it must be there's a reason there in the Gemara said because of the six people that are asu, they're going to be buried there. To realize that everyone has their chelik in Eretz Yisrael, everyone has their chelik in Torah. We say in Al Shachar Chodesh says, Rav Shachar talks all about this, that our chelik in Eretz Yisrael is totally in our chelik in Torah. The more we appreciate our chelik in Torah, the more we'll be able to be kona ourselves in Eretz Yisrael, physically or metaphysically. Says the Al Shachar Chodesh, the same chelikin b'sor secha means Hashem, bless me with my chelik. Help me not look at his chelik or her chelik. Help me with my Torah Shabbat and my Torah Shabbat and my Torah and my Tefillah and my Kiddush. Not looking over my shoulder. I remember Shana Af, I always had that. Focus on yourself. When you focus on yourself and you realize your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is not like anybody else's. There's nothing extra, there's nothing special about anybody else. You and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone has their own unique connection. Every letter in the Torah is special, and every Yid has their own relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. A beautiful idea from the Gra, from the Ashrach, idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Lev Simcha, who's the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes' son, in Sheni. It says in Chav Gimel Yutes, Achri Chin, Kavar Avram Asar Ishtel, Amaras Hareh Machpelah, Pani Mamre, Yichavar Meretz Kanan. After all this, after all the interaction, the whole hullabaloo with Ephron and Avram, this and that, he finally was able to bury Sar afterwards. It says the Imre Emes, you know Chazal tell us, Lev Simcha quotes his father, he says, B'chol Makab Shema Acharei, Hu Muflog, Badu Nichtav Kan Lashon Acharei. What's this inyan of Acharei here? Muflag means like it's something's divided, something's argumentative. What's Davka Acharei over here? Says the Lev Simcha. He says, Ephron Aramumi. You know, the Torah looks like, oh, you know, Ephron was a good guy and Ephron was a trickster. He constantly was changing. He constantly was trying to be able to get a better deal. Who depends who was there? If there are a lot of people who were there, he was able to bring the levet. He was able to bring the price down, maybe, and make sure that he was a good guy. And then when he's been private, he would bring the price up. So the Torah wants to have Acharei Chen, and after Avram, what's this Acharei? Acharei means something was divided. It was to tell you who's divided. Ephron and everything he did, he wasn't so emistic. He was so busy what other people thought. He was so busy in his business. In his business, he was constantly going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I felt this has to do a lot with the Torah that I saw from Rabbi Goldberg Shlita from last week, and I saw from Rabbi Lezer Gelzahler, Sukhos Yagalino. They both quote the Shin of Arav, the son of the Divrei Chaim. He says, if you know, but by the Malachim, it says, V'rachatzu raglichem, you should wash off your legs. Says the Shin of Arav, what does that mean, you should wash off your legs? Sometimes we think that the more we stay in the office, and the more emails we sent out, and the more connections, and the more deals we make, the more money we're going to get. It's not true. The rachatzu raglechem. Wash off that mentality that you think the more you're going to be a regular, the more you're going to go out and do, and the more you're going to make in your rent of you, your money, and your prosperity. It's not true. Rachatzu raglechem. Get that out of your head. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is about, yes, you have to do your shabbos, but don't think that every single minute or every single Sunday, the more you send out the emails, the more. It's not true. That's absolutely just not true. And that's Ephron. Was Muflog, Arumi. He was constantly changing depending who was in front of this and that. Our job is to be emistic. Our job is to do our part. Our job is to do our shtadlus and to be emistic, as Rav Weimer said from the Alexander Rebbe. Emes is really what El and Tishrei Mar Cheshvan is all about. We say always in the past, we said that El and Tishrei is very easy to be close to Rebbe Shalom. But Mar Cheshvan sees it for emistic. But maybe it's Avona in now when all the spotlights are off. Is to see, are we emistic in our relationships with each other, relationships with Ribbono Shel Olam, specifically relationships in business, relationships when it comes to taxes, how we deal with our days, to be emistic with our time. That's what it's all about. Don't be a trickster like Ephron. That's why it says, V'achrechin, after this, Chazal tells us, Muflag, something's divided, something's going on, so teach us. Yes, because he was constantly changing throughout the whole day. And our vote is to be adopt, to not do that, it's not to be busy, not to be busy, 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 but rachzub, to wash that off. Wash that regilus off, to think that the more we do, the more we're going to get. It's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam Zavel. Beautiful insight started from the Imre Emes, question by the Imre Emes, answered by the Lev Simcha, and a beautiful idea from the Shin of Arov, the Divrei Chazko. Idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from Rissal Salanto, the founder of the Musar movement, Chav Dalad Aleph, few Pesukim Lein. Avram Zoki Babayom, Hashem Berach Avram Akar. Avram was to be very old in his days, and Hashem blessed him with everything. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, Av Shohela Osher Gadol, even though he was very rich, Hashem Berach Avram Akoyel, and he had everything and everything, Hayelo Kol Tov Lo Chaser Meuma. He didn't lack anything. Someone usually is very rich. When the Chazal say, if you have 100, you want 200. The Torah is telling us, that Hashem Berach Has Avram Akol. He had everything, and he didn't lack anything. Meaning, that he was so wealthy. And at the end of the day, people who are willing to do deal, they want to do this deal, want to do that deal. But he had this ability to say, Sameach Bechalko. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Eizu Asher, who is rich, Hasameach Bechalko. You're happy with what you have. Hashem had blessed Avram with anything and everything in the entire world. He finally had Yitzchak, he finally had a place for Sarah. He had everything, all the Ashiras in the entire world. But he also had this, the Mido, the number one thing that a person could have, is contentment. He's not looking that you have to get every single minute and every single dollar. He had contentment in his he showed us the ability to have a lot, but to not be in the world. It's to work hard at work, but not to bring the work home. And not to realize that the work stops at home. Yeah, you want to do it after the kids go to bed, after night, to Gavat. But at the end of the day, Mishayesh Lomona wrote some Asim Chazal, say, if you want 100, you have 100, you have 200. Aaron Avinu denied that. He had 100, and he didn't want 200. He was happy with what he has. And so, I forgot who I heard this from on that mission, Pirkei Avos, Eizu Asher, Sameach Bechelko. Sameach Bechelko doesn't just refer to happy with you have. Sameach Bechelko means happy with he has or she has. Something that they have and you don't. Eizu Asher, who's rich that you have? You see someone has something that you don't have. Sameach Bechelko. You're happy with his portion or his shidduch or she got engaged or he got the job and you didn't. But you have the ability to be happy for them. Like I have a family member, they're constantly happy at someone else's simcha, as if they're their own kid. Their own kid's getting married. And Rachman al if it's a funeral, it's as if their own, because they're constantly connected to the Jewish people. That's Avram Avinu. Echad Hay Avram. Avram Avinu is our father to teach us. There's obviously to be happy with what we have, to Sameach Bechelko. But then in a deeper way, Sameach Bechelko, to be happy with what other people have, or what we don't have, but to be happy with what they have, even if we don't have it. Incredible idea from his Sol Salanter and Chaim Yaakov Goldach, the Rosh Shiva Kerem Yavne. Idea number five. Adina Rav comes out from the Kliyakar, and Ezi Eliezer's tefillah to Rabbonu Shom, he says, in Chavdal Yudal, that's the one I want. The one who offers me and my camels water, that's the one I'm going to have. I want it to be, it's got to be someone who's going to be Gomel Chasadim. Avraham Avinu is all about Chesed, she's got to have Chesed in her bones. Says the Kliyakar, what's the smichas aparshias of Ephron and Rivka doing here? Ephron was cheap. We just said this before. And idea number two, Ephron was cheap, and Ephron would use his money in the wrong ways. And what happened? People would distance themselves. They said he's a bad Baal Midos. But you could tell a person how they act with their money. Ephron, you could tell, is a Rasha by his money, constantly changing the prices, constantly changing. But Rivka, someone who's going to be able to check and be able to say, "I want to give you and your camels." That's someone. And that's what the Kliyakar says over here. A person can be able to tell their money, you can tell their chesed, how they use their money. A person uses their money, you can tell if they're Baal Midas or not. This Gemara, I think it's Gemara, the Gemara says that you can tell a person's Midas through three things. Kiso, Kaso, and Koso. Through their money, through when they're angry, and how they drink. And I think one of the Diyar Shabayim, I'm not sure, maybe it was Rabbi Kamenetsky, I think, he says that there's a fourth chaf. The kaduro, how do they act when they play ball? You can tell a person how they act in business. Yeah, it's very easy to be Yiddishkeit in your home. How are you acting in business? A lot of these words have to do with business. But at the end of the day, you're talking about chesed. Comes around with chesed is how you do chesed, but specifically when it comes to financial, economical experiences in a person's life. And we have to say this for Hirsch also. Rav Hirsch says, if you look at clearly in the psukim, it's just a few psukim later, so what happens? Rivka sees that him is with his camels. She lets him drink. She says first, I want to give you food, I want to give you drink. She lets him drink. And then she says, I also have drink for your camels. Why didn't she say the first time, I have drink and food for you and your animals? And let him, says Rav Hirsch, she didn't want to show off. She didn't want to show off. I have drink for you and for your camels. It's a shtickle bal gaiva. When you do chesed, you have to do also chesed with chesed. You can't just do chesed and get it done. No, it can be chesed in a kind and caring and sensitive way. Make sure that when we're giving stuck up, be able to do stuck up by giving stuck up. Like the Rebbe Rebbe says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirduf, in Parshas Shoyftim, I believe. Righteous is righteous. Why is it two times? Tzedek, even when you're doing holy things, and righteous things, and justice things, and stuck up things, Tzedek, Tirduf. Make sure to do it in a kind, caring, sensitive way. What an incredible insight from the Kli Yoker, Gemara, Kiso, Koso, Kaso, and Rabbi Kamenetsky Kaduro, and the Rav Hirsch. Oh, love that Rav Hirsch. So incredible. Let's review these five ideas. So we start off saying, Kulan Shem Latodis, Hasana says us, what's Kulan Shem Latodis? She had a hard life. No, Kulan Shem Latodis, she may have had this ability, Hishtavis, Tamimus, that everything that happened, good or bad, is all for the good. And that was the Maisa that the Namagid had the Rebbe, Reb Shmelk, and the Baal of Flow come to me. How are you supposed to say, Kishem Shavarach Halak, Kach Mavarach Halak, how are you supposed to take Hashem for the bad? He says, I don't know, go to my Talmud, Reb Zusha, go to your Chavus, Reb Zusha, went to Reb Zusha, Reb Zusha was living so poor, and he says, how do you take Hashem for that evil? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, I've never had a hard day in my life. Person's all about perspective, all about emunah, all about bitachon. Even amongst the darkness, to find to know that there's or there. As we come into the month of Kislev, you bench the chodesh already. You mean the Kislev Chanukah is all about emunah. It's all about bitachon. The second thing the Gemara says, why did it say seven times about kvura and misa? Because Adam Nechav already there. There had to be six more times able to come. And that was the represent to Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Naya. And Dafka, why does it say misa before the kvura only one time, but other ones that kvura before the misa? Because the Gemara says because everybody, all of us are gedoshim, they live their lives, even when they're dead, they're going to be alive. But Esav, even when he was alive, he was dead. Gemara brachas that even the tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're alive. But Esav, Rashi, even when he's alive, he's really dead. But we want to say the same. Every letter in the Torah is so special. Every yid has their own connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every letter in the Torah saying chalkina b'sorasecha, make my connection holy. Help me realize how unique and special my connection is to your Ribbono Shel Olam. And every letter in the Torah is like that. The slave Leif Simcha quoted from the Imre Emes. Why say the Acharichin? What's Acharichin after everything happened? Because Ephraim was constantly changing everything. Everything Leif Simcha says, Ephraim was constantly changing everything. And at the end of the day, after everything, Avraham Avinu, because he was able finally to liberate, because he was able to get past that ability, that busyness that Ephraim represents, that trickster, the business. And then we said from the Shinever Rov, the Vicheskel, Barachzu Raglichim, Avraham was telling him to wash off your feet, to wash off your busyness, constantly being busy. Like Baal Shem Tov says before, Ba'avaratem Mehira. And when we say in Shema, you have to lose the Mehira, to be the Messinos. Yes, sometimes enough, you got to move. Ratzav Hashov. But you have to lose that thing. You have to be Meher, constantly on the move, constantly on the emails and the deals. No, lose that. Rachat Zuraglechem. The fourth idea of Yisrael Salant, of Hashem Rachat Avram HaKol. Yes, Hashem Avram had everything, but he also had to be of Bakoil, Samech Bechelko, as Yaakov's Ligli Kliyaka says in a few parshas, we're going to say, Yeshli Rav, Yeshli Kol. He had the ability of a Samech Bechelko. And then Rav Chaim Yaakov, the Karashi, Kam Yav says, Samech Bechelko means you're happy now with what you have, Samech Bechelko, you're happy with what he has or she has. Something you don't have, but you're happy with what they have. That's the ultimate riches. And finally, fifth and final idea, Kliyaka says, at the end of the day, what's the smichas of parshios of Ephron and Rivka? Because Ephron was cheap. Ephron could specifically tell a person by their money. And Rivka Dafka used her money to be able to help. And they were going to chasodim, kiso, kaso, koso. You could tell a person by how they use their money, their anger, and their how they drink. And I think Rabbi Kanai says kadur also, how they play ball. And our first said that, look, she only offers the drink after Eliezer's drinks. Does she offer food also for the animals to show us that even when you chesed, she didn't want to be a bad guy, but I have food for you and for your animals. So to do chesed with chesed. Tzedek tzedek to the Lord Rabbon himself. To make sure we do chesed with chesed. Shri Zochab Ez Hashem. To this Amunah Kedusha, Amunah Tahara. This Tamimus, the Shtavus, the Equanimity, the Equilibrium, the Rabbon Shom. To realize that everyone has our chelik in the Torah. Every letter is so precious. There's a reason why every letter is there. Even if it says seven times, Misa and Kfuro, 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 Misa, there's a reason for that. To understand that at the end of the day, to get rid of that busyness, to know that we have to do our Shtavus, but to know not to be busy, to be able to do our best. And to realize, truly realize, to be happy with what our friend has. And fifth and final idea, to do chesed also means to do chesed with chesed.